Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast. It's been a while since I've recorded a podcast, and I apologize for that. Today, in this podcast episode, we are going to be talking about strawberries and how to grow them successfully. Now, most of you guys will know that I love to grow strawberries, and I grow them on my wall in these wool fabric pockets. But there are many different ways that we can grow strawberries, and you're not limited to just one way of growing them. So let's get into this episode. Okay, so the first thing you're going to have to get, obviously, are the strawberry seedlings. And the reason I say strawberry seedlings rather than the strawberry seeds is because whether you're a beginner gardener or even an intermediate gardener, I would still recommend just buying the seedlings, because you have to wait an extra year if you actually want to propagate them from seed. And also, they can be quite difficult to do. I personally haven't tried it myself, but yeah, I would highly recommend just buying the seedlings from one of your local garden centers. Okay, so before you buy your seedling, what are some things you're going to have to think about before you buy them? So there are a number of things. First, we'll talk about soil just really quickly. You want to make sure you've got some good fertile soil, well draining, but also should be able to hold on to the nutrients and moisture, but not be clogged with water. Most raised beds will have this type of soil, but you want to make sure that you replace the nutrients inside the soil. So maybe before you buy the seedlings, maybe you want to get some sheep pellets or other fertilizer and sprinkle that around and prepare your bed to hold these strawberries. Now, the next thing is you want to make sure you put the strawberries in a place where there's a lot of light, because strawberries need a lot of light to produce good strawberries. So yeah, that's another consideration to think about before you actually purchase your strawberry seedlings. Okay, now you've got your strawberry seedlings, and because we're quite late in spring, you're running out of time to plant the strawberries, so you actually need to get them in pretty quickly. So generally, you can plant strawberries from mid-winter to probably mid-spring to about November, to where we are now. And the earlier you plant them, it gives you more time to establish those roots in the soil, to get them ready for those hot days. And also, if you planted them earlier, you could have actually fed them with a nitrogen fertilizer to encourage them to produce a lot of leaves. And one thing I like to do is pull off the first flowers of the season, because generally what happens with strawberries is really early in spring, they will start to put out some flowers, but they've only got two leaves or even three leaves. And what I want to do is cut those flowers off, and I want to encourage them to put more energy into producing leaves. So then the plant is bigger. So then later on in the season, I get better harvests from these strawberry plants. So one thing I use is at the beginning of the season, I like to use a blood and bone fertilizer. And this here really sets me up for getting a lot of leaf growth, because there's a lot more nitrogen available in that fertilizer. So you can use anything with a little bit of a higher fertilizer, like even just a general fertilizer. And then I would do that about every 4 weeks. So the time you plant them to about probably up to Labor Day, I would still encourage the leaf growth. And then after that, so right about now, so if you've got your strawberry plants in the ground already, or if you're actually going to purchase them and plant them, you don't really want to keep growing all the leaves with the nitrogen, but you actually want to encourage them to start flowering, because we're getting into summer almost. So in order to do that, you want to switch from a nitrogen fertilizer, and you want to use a higher in potassium and phosphorus fertilizer. The potassium helps with the flowering, and the phosphorus also helps with just the all-round growth of the plant, and also can help with flowering as well. So yeah, you want to switch that up. So you can use I actually use one from Tui, and it's actually a tomato fertilizer to help the tomatoes form their fruits. But yeah, it has this general same idea that it's trying to help the plant produce fruit rather than the leaves and foliage. So you can use that, or you can buy this special strawberry fertilizer, but that's totally up to you if you want to spend that money and do that. So fertilizing, I like to do that every 4 weeks or so, or even 3 weeks. Reason being is because I like to water my strawberries often. And by often, I mean maybe once every day, or sometimes I skip a day here and there. As I was saying before, my strawberries are grown on my fence in those wall pockets, and they can dry out quite quickly, and literally they are relying on me to give them everything that they need. So I don't really want to dry my strawberries out because I did this last season and even my fruit was a little bit dry. So it's not as sweet and juicy. So if you want those sweet, juicy strawberries, you need to keep watering them really well. Okay, so one problem you might run into though, because you're watering and fertilizing so much, is that your plants get quite wet and your strawberries are getting wet. And if they stay wet for an extended period of time, they can start rotting. So you get this botrytis on the strawberry plants. And I'm sure some of you have seen that before. So you want to avoid that. So in order to do that, you want to make sure that you probably water in the morning, I'd say, so then it has all day to dry out, so it doesn't go during the night wet and warm and moist because of the weather we're currently having. Another thing that I would encourage you to do is try to water the plant from the base, not on top. But this is quite hard when you grow in a raised bed, so I wouldn't worry about it too much, but I would say if you can, try and do it in the morning. So one thing that's crucial when doing your strawberries is to make sure you don't plant them all too close together because they need air circulation. And as I said before, with that watering, you can accumulate this mold on the strawberries and they can rot. So in order to not let that happen, you need to make sure there's air circulation flowing around the leaves and around your plant. But if you've planted your plants really close together, then you can have a bit of an issue with that. And usually a veggie garden tends to get overrun with strawberry plants because they let off babies at the end of the season, and then your strawberry patch becomes kind of like a jungle almost. So you can have some problems there. So maybe at the start of the season, you want to go back and space your seedlings again for the new season. And you can also remove all the extra ones and give them away if you really want. I would recommend planting them between 20 and 30 centimeters. So it's quite a big difference. But yeah, if you feel like you can look after them a little bit closer together, then you go for it. I would just say, just be aware that you want to have the air circulation around the plants. The next thing we want to do is we want to mulch around our plants. And the reason for this is that you want to keep the moisture inside the soil and you want to keep the soil cold in summer, as it will heat up 100% in the hot season. And to avoid this, you want to mulch your plants around your plants. You can use pea straw or you can use hay. You can even use leaves if you want. And that's what I've used because that's what I had. So just make sure you don't have the soil bare, because also this can cause diseases as well if you get splash from the ground up into the fruit again, and it can get quite messy. So yeah, just make sure you mulch around the plants, and this is like a good insulation for the plants. Okay, so you've chosen your spot for your seedling, you've planted your seedling, you've put mulch around your plant, you're going to water it every day or every other day, and fertilize it every 3 to 4 weeks, depending on what you can do, I guess. You're not going to pull off the flowers right now because we're in November and we do want to encourage the plant to start producing fruit now. So if you haven't done that, then don't worry about it. But if you really want to remove them, this is my personal preference, I would still remove them because your plant will be small when you buy it as a seedling. Now, what type of pests are going to come to my strawberry plant and eat the leaves and also the strawberries? Now, one obvious one is obviously birds. We know that birds love strawberries and they will go for them at any chance they can get. Thankfully, I haven't had to personally deal with the birds at this new place. And so far, so good with them being on the wall. So what my strawberries do is they are growing in the felt pocket. The strawberries at the moment are just hanging over and touching the felt pocket. So they're quite clean and stuff like that. And it's a little bit hard for the birds to come and reach them, which is good. But I know birds can be very crafty, and if they find a way to get them, they will definitely go for them. And if you're growing in a raised bed, it can be a real big mission to keep the birds away from them. So you might need some type of structure, like a bird netting or something that you can just throw over them when they're coming into the fruiting stage, because the last thing you want is for all the birds to come and eat your strawberries. Now, besides the birds, another pest that will definitely come to your strawberry plant, unless you're very lucky, are the aphids. I've dealt with aphids a lot on my strawberry plants. They're the little green ones, and they usually like to live and suck the juices from the new leaves of the plant. So they're kind of in the crown of the plant, the center. So it can be hard to see them sometimes, but then you will definitely notice that your plant is getting attacked by aphids if you've got an infestation there. So what you can do to prevent them is to directly spray the center of the crown of the center of the plant with the dishwashing liquid / the oil in a spray bottle, and mix that with water and spray directly on the aphids. And this can decrease your population of aphids if you do that for a few days. And one thing I've heard a lot of people say is they also deal with ants on their strawberry plants. But I want to say that the ants don't actually come and eat your strawberry plant unless you're somewhere else in the world where you've got those leaf cutter ants. In New Zealand, we have the little black ants, and they're not actually there for your strawberry or your strawberry plant. What they're there for them, the aphids are actually their cows, and they actually go up to the aphids and they milk them. The aphids are sucking on your plant, and they will excrete a sugary juice from like the sap that they've been eating, which is sweet and nice for the ants to eat. So the ants will come and actually collect that and take it back to their nest. So if you see ants around your strawberry plants, it might be an indication that you have aphids there. So just follow them and just check where they are and see if you can deal with those. Another pest you might deal with would be the slugs. And what you want to do is keep an eye out for them, especially in early spring. We're getting into that season where it's a little bit dry for them, so they can't actually crawl around, slither around, whatever you want to call it, around too much, because they'll dry out. So they actually need to hide now for summer. But before, I had a big infestation of slugs. They just loved the cold weather, the rain. They could just, go everywhere. But as I said, now it's starting to dry out. And one thing that I also do to prevent the slugs from coming is watering in the morning. Because when you water at night, you make it really moist at nighttime, and the slugs can easily maneuver through the moisture that you have created for them to move on. So that's one way you can kind of prevent them. And what I do is I just go out in the morning, and if I see slugs, I just pull them off. So it's starting to become less of a problem now this time of the year, but early on with your strawberry plants, if you're going to do this next year, just be aware of the slugs. And the last one that I've had to deal with is the looper caterpillar, and that's the cabbage moth butterfly. It's that white butterfly, and obviously it lays its egg on the underside of the leaf of the strawberry plant, and they'll hatch, and they're a little green caterpillar, and they will absolutely go crazy with your leaves. If you're not careful, they can do quite a bit of damage if you have quite a few there. So if you see holes in your leaves, just check the underside of your leaf and you might see a looper caterpillar. So that's something else to be aware of, and it's all about just getting out there and observing your garden. It's not so much about the length of time you're out there, but if you kind of know what you're dealing with, it's a lot easier to look after your garden in the long run. Okay, so I kind of failed to mention the kind of structures that you can grow strawberries in, but if you look on Google creative ways to grow strawberries, you'll see a lot of different ideas, and most of these are pretty good. Like I said, I use the wall pockets. You can use it in a raised bed. You can grow them in containers if you want. And you can also buy containers that have like slits on the side, and then you can plant them in the sides of the container, on the bag, sorry. It's not a container, it's actually a bag, a grow bag. And this can be a good way to grow them if you want to utilize the space that you have. There are a lot of different ways you can grow them in hanging baskets. Just any different kinds of containers. But just get creative, and if you don't have anything special, that's all good. Just grow it in what you've got. Okay, so by Christmas time, you definitely would have collected quite a few strawberries from your plant. And heading into January and February, your plant will start to reproduce itself. So once you've collected your strawberries, it's quite easy to tell when your strawberries are ready. You'll know it as soon as you have tasted your first sour strawberry. You'll know when to pick them. You'll know to wait a little bit. But after you've collected your strawberries, or even while the strawberries are still producing, one exciting thing that you will get is the runners from the strawberries. So these are the little babies that get like thrown off by the parent on a little string. So it's attached to the mother plant, the parent plant that you've got. And what that will do is it will produce more strawberry plants. and they will produce roots and dig into your soil, and then they can detach from the parent plant because they're getting their own nutrients and moisture through their roots. So you can collect these, put these in pots if you want, or you can let them just go crazy in your garden. And then you can collect these and save them for the following year, because strawberries, the original strawberry that you bought, so just say you bought a strawberry this year, you can probably use that for 2 years, even 3 years will be all right, I would say, depending on the plant itself. But then it'll get too big and won't be producing that many strawberries. So it's not a forever crop. But the cool thing is you should never have to buy strawberries again, because it will produce its own babies and they will be ready to produce strawberries for the next season. So you'll always have a succession of strawberry plants. You generally should have enough to give away to friends and family and stuff like that. So yeah, that's really exciting, and it's an easy win for growing in the garden, because you know, when something ends at the end of the season and you don't really get anything else out of it, it can be a bit sad. But knowing that you're going to get a lot of baby strawberries is awesome for the next season. So yeah, I would encourage you guys to grow strawberries if you haven't thought about it already. And if you follow the guide that I've given you, you should be able to harvest some pretty awesome strawberries. Now, I didn't really get into the different varieties you can get, but most of them are pretty similar. And the ones that you buy in the garden center are really good. So just get some of those. And today, by the way, I bought another 9 plants for another wall pocket that I had. And I actually spent, I think they were $1.50 each. So yeah, they're quite cheap right now, guys. So definitely go in and get them. For me, we've been in lockdown, as have most of you guys who will be listening to this podcast. But for the first time in, I think it was 12 weeks or something, I finally got to go to the garden center again. So yeah, that was really nice to be able to actually select the seedlings myself, because during lockdown I did click and collect, but then you get something that's really stretched, or you wouldn't have chosen it yourself if you had that choice. So it's really nice to actually go in there and select the seedlings I wanted. So happy to be back. So guys, I hope this is a little bit of a helpful episode for you guys in growing strawberries, and good luck. And I'd love to see your strawberries. If you are growing strawberries, feel free to flick me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or send me a photo of your strawberries, or you can even tag me in your post if you are planning to post about your strawberries. So thanks so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. And till next time, stay safe, guys, and catch you later. See ya.